Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a re-space with Drum Bus Bounce in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is that classic floor-shaking old-school jungle and DNB pressure. We're not just making the bass bigger, we're making the bass and drums feel like one tight machine. If you're new to this style, the first thing to understand is that the drum bus is your impact engine, and the re-space is your motion engine. They should support each other, not fight for space. That's the whole vibe here. Clean sub, punchy break, moving reese and a low end that feels alive without turning to mud. Let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for old school jungle and rolling DNB. If you want to drift a little faster or slower later, that's fine, but 170 is a great starting point. Create three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one optional track for effects or atmosphere. On the drum track, keep your kick, snare, and break elements grouped into a drum bus. On the bass side, it's really helpful to separate the sub from the reese. That separation gives you control, and in DNB, control is everything. Now let's build the reese. You can use Waveitable or analog, and keep it simple. If you're using Waveitable, start with two saw waves. Detune them just a little, not too much. You want movement, not a blurry mess. A tiny amount of unison can help too, but don't go crazy. The bass should feel wide in the upper bass and mid bass, while the real low end stays focused. After the synth, add saturator. Give it a little drive, maybe just enough to add some grit and attitude. Turn soft clip on if needed. Then add EQ8. High pass the reese around 25 to 35 Hz so you're not wasting space on subrumble. If the sound gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, gently tame the 2 to 5 kHz area. The big teacher note here is this. The reese is not your sub. Beginners often make that mistake. They hear a huge reese and solo and think it's working, but in the full mix it just muddies the whole track. Keep the reese as the moving layer above the sub region, not the foundation itself. Next, create the sub. Use operator or analog with a sine wave or triangle wave. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. Keep it stable. This is the part that should sit under the whole groove and hold the dance floor down. Try to keep the sub mostly below 90 to 110 Hz, and don't widen it. The sub is where the power lives, but it has to stay centered if you want that club-ready DNB weight. Now let's get into the drums, because the bounce lives there. Build a groove using a breakbeat, a kick, a snare, and maybe a few ghost notes or chopped fragments from the break. The beginner-friendly way to do this is to keep the main kick and snare strong, then use the chopped break to add motion between them. That gives you the classic jungle feeling where the rhythm is always moving, but the listener can still feel the anchor. On the drum bus, add glue compressor. Start with a 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're only aiming for a few dB of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That's enough to glue the drums together without flattening them. You want the snare and kick to still hit with the first impact. That transient is part of the energy. If you want more character, add drum bus or a little saturation after the compressor. Use it lightly. A bit of drive can make the break feel more muscular and less sterile, but if you push it too hard, the low end starts to blur and the master limiter ends up doing too much work later. Now for the really important part, making the reese and drums talk to each other. Add compressor on the reese track and use sidechain input from the drum bus or, if you want a more focused response, from the kick. Start with a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a fast attack, and a release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold until the bass ducks just enough when the drums hit. The sound you're chasing is not giant pumping, it's a musical little dip. The bass should get out of the way for the kick and snare, then bounce back. That bounce is what makes the groove feel glued together. If you sidechain too hard, the track loses weight and starts breathing in an unnatural way. So keep it subtle, but audible. A really good trick for darker DNB is to automate the reese filter a little. For example, close it slightly during the build and open it a bit at the drop. Even a small movement like that can make the bass feel animated without adding another layer. In this style, tiny changes can hit surprisingly hard. Now let's shape the drum bus a little more. Use EQA to clean up any mud. If the low end feels cloudy, try a gentle cut around 150 to 300 Hz. If the snare needs more bite, add a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz. If the hats are too sharp, soften a little around 7 to 10 kHz. The low-mid zone is where beginner DNB mixes often get messy, so listen carefully there. It's also worth checking the drum bus in mono. Use utility and temporarily set the width to 0%. If the drums fall apart in mono, you're probably relying too much on stereo tricks. In this style, the kick, snare, and low-end rhythm need to stay strong even when the stereo field collapses a bit. Now let's think about arrangement, because bounce is not only about sound design, it's about phrasing. Don't just loop 8 bars forever. That can sound cool for a minute, but D&B needs movement. Try a simple 8-bar idea. In bars 1 to 4, keep the drums and riffs pretty open, with space for the groove to land. In bars 5 to 8, add a fill, a ghost note variation, or a riff rhythm change. Maybe drop the bass for a beat at the end of bar 8, or let the snare lead into the next phrase. That little moment of subtraction can make the next hit feel much heavier. That call and response feeling is a huge part of old school jungle. The bass doesn't need to play constantly. In fact, sometimes it hits harder when it leaves space for the drums to speak. So think of the bass as a response, not a wall. You can also automate other small details. Maybe a little filter movement on the reese. Maybe a touch more saturation at the end of a phrase. Maybe a tiny stereo opening on the upper bass, but keep the sub centered. These are small moves, but they add up fast. Before you call it done, check the low end like a mastering engineer would. Ask yourself, is the bass centered? Does the kick disappear when the reese comes in? Does the drum bus still punch in mono? Is there too much energy under 40 Hz? If the bass sounds huge in solo, but the track feels small together, that usually means too much low mid buildup or too much stereo width on the reese. A good habit is to leave some headroom on the mix bus. Around 6 dB of peak headroom is a nice beginner target before final mastering. That way, your limiter doesn't have to fix a messy low end later. And that's the real mastering lesson here. If the drums and reese already bounce properly in the mix, the master can stay clean and powerful. Let's talk common mistakes quickly, because these are the traps that catch a lot of beginners. First, don't put too much sub inside the reese. Keep the sub separate. Second, don't make the reese too wide at the bottom. The low end should stay centered. Third, don't overcompress the drum bus. You want glue, not flattening. Fourth, don't sidechain so hard that the track loses weight. And fifth, don't mix the bass too loud in solo. Always check it with the drums, because in D&B, that relationship is everything. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, add texture only above the sub. A little distortion, a little chorus-like movement, a little grit on the mid-bass can make the reese more aggressive without wrecking the low end. You can also try short bass notes before the snare to create tension, or tiny rhythmic gaps to make the returns hit harder. Here's a simple practice move. Make a 4-bar drum loop at 170 BPM. Add a reese and a sub using stock devices. Put glue compressor on the drum bus and a sidechain compressor on the bass. Automate the reese filter once. Add one fill or dropout in bar 4. Then listen in mono and at low volume. That low volume check is super important. If the groove disappears when it's quiet, your track might be relying too much on loudness and sub instead of solid balance. Good jungle and D&B low end still feels clear when turned down. So here's the big takeaway. In D&B, the drums and bass should feel like one system. The drum bus gives you impact and swing. The reese gives you motion and attitude. The sub holds the foundation. When those parts are balanced well, you get that floor shaking pressure without a muddy mess. Take this approach, keep it simple, and trust the bounce. That's how you start building proper old school jungle energy in Ableton Live 12.